Chris Hahn, Curtis Sliwa in for Bernie and Sid today. And we'll be back on Sunday from 3 to 5, our regular slot, doing our regular show.
Then I'll be on from 9 at night to 1 in the morning. Although, I'll also then have to be doing Frank Morano from 1 to 5.
They should just give you a... Are you going to just move in here?
Why not?
They're going to just change. It's always broadcasting, Curtis.
Is exactly. That look, yeah. When John Catsimatidis held a press conference here upon my return on a Friday, about two Fridays ago.
I remember.
He did announce that he's coming back to his home away from home, WABC, which stood for Always Broadcasting Curtis.
Well, you have more square footage in this studio than you do your apartment.
That's true.
So it's good. It's a little space.
Now I just need a little space for the kittens.
Yeah. Can they bring a cat in here? Is that allowed under New York City code?
Gizmo. Gizmo, don't you remember the little kitten that I brought to vote with me?
I don't understand why they didn't let you let... You were running for mayor on the major party platform.
Gizmo is internationally famous now. She has her own Facebook page. All around the world, people actually wanted to demonstrate over the fact that the Board of Elections, corrupt and inefficient as it is in New York City, which is comprised of both Democrats and Republicans, would not let Gizmo in. The little four-week-old kitten.
Amazing.
To accompany me. For what should have been a quick situation to vote. You know, Curtis Sliwa for mayor, and that's it.
You weren't voting on anything else, just yourself?
Of course I was voting on everything else.
Right. You were voting for Nancy Sliwa, what were you saying?
Absolutely.
You were voting against
her. She was running against Gail Brew on the Upper West Side. You better believe it, or I wouldn't have been able to come home. But they wouldn't allow Gizmo in. Now, they allowed other little doggies in and comfort animals, right?
You should have said it was an emotional support, Pat, from that tragic cab incident you had.
Or for the loss that was looming within the next few hours.
You know what's going to happen to me tonight? I need the emotional support of this kitten.
Gizmo!
I'm about to get, I just spent a year of my life.
Gizmo is? Gizmo may be the most famous cat in the world now.
Is Gizmo more famous than you? Do you
yes.
Think? I think so,
yeah,
too.
Made all the late night talk shows.
Yeah, it did.
Was on the BBC, the CBC.
People were, very annoyed. That was like that should have happened to you earlier in the campaign.
Yep.
Maybe you would have done
that.
They
were more annoyed.
You might be mayor right now had you brought that cat out rather than the homeless guy in the commercial.
They were more annoyed that Gizmo was denied the right to come into the polling location with me than me getting hit by that yellow cab.
Of course. They were worried about the cab.
Yes.
You damaged the cab when
although
you fell
I
on it.
Swear, Chris Hahn, when I got flung about 6 feet in the air right outside of Radio City Music Hall as I was running here to WABC to do that one-hour paid-for broadcast 3 days before the campaign from 12 to 1, that it was Bill de Blasio who was driving and it was Eric Adams in the back seat. I could have swore that they had that hack license, that hack medallion.
Actually, I got video of that. And it was Bloomberg. Who knew he had a side
he never
driving?
Drives.
No,
it's
was him.
It's driver, Jeeves.
Yeah, he sent somebody for you.